With soaring oil prices and the environmental consequences of continued use of fossil fuels in the national conversation, automotive manufacturers and lawmakers are pushing electric vehicles, or EVs. According to the Senate Budget Committee, 20% of the vehicles sold around the world in 2023 were electric. The Biden-Harris administration has a goal of 50% new EV sales by 2030.
Going electric benefits Western democracies, as oil and gas revenues fund many of our worst foreign adversaries.
That is Rhode Island Republican Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. He chairs the Budget Committee. He said switching away from oil also helps protect national security.
Look no further than the corrupt petro-tyrant Vladimir Putin. As we reduce our dependence on oil and gas, we diminish our foreign adversaries' ability to bully and corrupt.
Whitehouse also said now is the time to update the nation's electrical grid through smart reforms and to invest in supply chains, which would ultimately help fight climate change. He says the transportation sector is the largest source of fossil fuel emissions in the U.S. Many committee members said they approve of electric vehicles, but are concerned that there isn't currently enough power in the electrical grid to meet the new demand. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says there are many holes to be filled in the nation's rapid electrical vehicle transition.
They include a lack of critical minerals needed to produce EVs, lack of transmission infrastructure needed to support their increased electricity demands, and our current reliance upon nefarious countries in the EV supply chain.
A University of Michigan study says the world would need to mine 115% more copper by 2050 than has been mined in all of human history until now.
China controls 28% of lithium mines, 41% of cobalt mines, and nearly 20% of copper mines.
That was Maureen Hinman. She's the co-founder and chairwoman of the Silverado Policy Accelerator, an energy policy think tank. She says China is unfairly and illegally subsidizing its resource mining industry. The Center for Strategic and International Studies says China began investing heavily in electrical and hybrid vehicles in 2009 when the government adopted a plan to become the leader in EV manufacturing. Experts said another concern is whether the Highway Trust Fund will have the funding it needs in the years to come. The Highway Trust Fund makes up 80% of the federal highway spending, with the majority of it coming from gas taxes. The bipartisan infrastructure law that recently replenished the fund sunsets in 2 years. The Highway Trust Fund pays for repairs and construction for highways and mass transit. Jeff Davis is a senior fellow with the Eno Center for Transportation. He says without gas tax revenue, new funding sources will be needed.
In short, if rapid decarbonization of highway transportation is to be a federal policy goal, Congress should carefully consider whether and how to replace the fossil fuel-based highway user taxes that currently support highway and mass transit spending with some other revenue source.
The Senate Budget Committee will continue to gather information from experts and compile a report on EVs in the coming weeks. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.